Okay, good evening, Rabbi Yisrael. I'm sorry for the delay. We'll start Bezras Hashem. So we're in Shari Tshuva. Rabbi Yehuda is telling us of the six different means, stimulants, wake-up calls that we should be attuned to and utilize them to hear Hashem's call and come back to Him, do tshuva, and reconnect with Him. So let's just again repeat what he said yesterday, that really these stimulants should be used as aids, but they should not be the sole source of your connecting with Hashem. A person should be self-motivated. The person said every day a person should think of Hashem, and that itself should inspire him and motivate him to see, okay, what needs to be fixed up? How do I get closer to Hashem? How do I enhance my connection with Hashem? But he said there are also these various stimulants that we should use as signals. And the first he told us was when a person, Chalila, experiences misfortune. So he said, a person should develop the understanding, and we'll elaborate on this a little bit more, but a person should develop the mentality that misfortunes are a result of wrongdoing. Now that's harsh. That's harsh. And therefore, I'm saying in advance that this is something we have to expand on. I'll add more perspective from the Chavis HaLavas briefly. But I do want to say that we're learning Rabbeinu Yehuda now. Let's appreciate. Rabbeinu Yehuda is a name that inspires awe, inspires trepidation. And his sefer is tough. There's no getting around that. And part of what we're doing is exposing ourselves to his harsh demands of himself that he's sharing with us. Rabbeinu Yehuda, the Shari Tshuva, which is such a fundamental asset of Klal Yisrael, its origin was, this is what's said, that Rabbi Yehuda was one of the opponents of the Rambam. You know that there were those who opposed the Rambam in some of his philosophical works, some of his philosophical approaches. Very great people. This was one of those, what we'll call Machlokes L'shem Shamayim. Rabbi Yehuda was initially one of the staunch opponents, and then he decided at one point, again, there's background to this, that he had erred, and he made a project out of tshuva. He went around from town to town, publicly announcing, I sinned against Elokei Yisrael and against Rav Moshe ben Maimon. And what they say is that the Sefer Shari Tshuva was written as a part of that program. It's a part of his own personal program of doing tshuva. And if you learn the first shah of this Seder, of this Sefer, you see that he turned tshuva into mamish, a lifelong project. And he developed it into a science where he has 20 different aspects of tshuva that a person has to be busy with basically for the rest of his life. Very, very demanding. But it's important to understand that he is not, his intent here is not to lay down the basic concept of tshuva. He himself says, both in Shari Tshuva and in other works, that tshuva on a basic level can be done in a much simpler way. But he, in his great piety, with his own sublime standards and expectations, he developed, he basically, what we might say is followed the path of David HaMelech, and turning tshuva into a lifetime focus, into a lifelong project, a lifelong program. And therefore, he expanded on the concept and expanded it on it and expanded on it. And as he says, it's for the issue of reaching the highest levels that tshuva can bring you to. But this isn't necessarily the basic requirement of tshuva that we have to do in order to know that we're back in Hashem's graces. So here also, I'm saying that we are exposing ourselves to one of the greatest of Rishonim, known as Rabbeinu Yonah HaChassid, right? Known for his great piety, and he had great demands of himself, and he shared them with Klal Yisrael, And we're exposing ourselves to this. Let's not be scared of it. Let's not be scared of it. If we feel like it's over our heads, okay. So we're exposing ourselves to something that's over our heads. And at the same time, we'll also elaborate based on other Rishonim where we need to make it a little bit more adaptable for us. So whatever it is, he's laying down a basic hashkafa here. That one of Hashem's stimulants to call you to fix what needs to be fixed, to reconnect with him, is tzaras. And a person should assume, this is what he's saying, that the tzaras is a result of averus. Now, on the one hand, we will often stress that that's not always the case. It's certainly not always the case. Very, very great discussion of tzadik v'raloi, which is, right, this endless discussion about that. And we'll elaborate a little bit, Bli Neder. But on the other hand, let's not depart from this understanding entirely, right? Let's understand that there is such a thing, that yes, a person will only gain if Chalila goes through some sort of trouble and he says, okay, this demands of me to make an accounting. To make an accounting, to sit down and say, okay, what are the areas of my life that can use improvement, that need improvement? Now, again, learning a Beni Yeni here, I'll be a little more tough than usual. But if a person is quick to say, well, tell me about the other things because there is nothing wrong with my life. So do, you know, let's move on to the elaboration. Tell me about how we interpret it when it's with a person who has nothing wrong. I say, one minute. Don't be too quick to say that. You have to really sit down seriously and take a serious accounting. And often, if a person finds nothing wrong, it's a reflection of being in a certain spiritual coma. Use a mashal along the lines of a mashal of Avigdor Miller gave, right? If you have two people are in an accident, Khalila, they both go flying, and one of them is yelling and screaming, and the other is not. Very superficially, a person might say, all right, that guy's okay. He's not yelling and screaming, right? The other person is yelling and screaming. Let's run and deal with him, right? But the person who's feeling pain is feeling, right? At least the person who's not feeling anything right now is in much bigger trouble. And this is also something Rabbi Yisrael Salanter makes a big deal about. When a person is engaged in Musa, when a person is living with heightened spiritual sensitivities, he will always be aware of areas that in his life that need improvement. It's part and parcel of being a human being. We always have areas that can use improvement, and we should always be aware of those areas. We can't necessarily be fixing everything at once. Hashem doesn't demand that of us. Our shortcomings, our faults, are things that Hashem gave to us. And on the contrary, the significance of our existence is that we spend our lives working on improving these things. We won't necessarily reach objective perfection, but we will reach subjective perfection. Subjective perfection is that I might apply myself my whole life to fixing, to improving what needs to be improved. So the fact that we have faults, the fact that we have shortcomings, that's not a problem. The problem is being complacent with them. The problem is being unconscious of them. That becomes a problem. So you do have to be in the ballpark of what are the areas in my life that need improvement, and to take a misfortune that comes a person's way, Chalila, as a sign that Hashem is saying, I want to see you accelerating a little bit. I want to see you stepping up those efforts. Let's not shy away from that. Let's not run away from that. This is exactly that. This is exactly what the Rabbi Yehuda is paskening. Chafetz Chaim relates to Rabbi Yehuda's halacha sefer, to Shari Tshuva's halacha sefer. Rabbi Yehuda is paskening this based on that Gemara that says if a person sees that troubles are coming upon him, yifashpesh b'masal. Now, we will expand it a little bit. We'll expand it a bit and we'll say that, yes, the Chavis HaVavis tells us that in the event, the Gemara already says, in the event that a person sat down, took a serious accounting and didn't find anything. Now again, like we say, If a person doesn't have years of experience behind him of working on himself thoroughly, of conscientious aliyah, and he sits down and doesn't find anything, then clearly he's just not in the ballpark. He really needs to connect with a mentor who's going to get him into the ballpark, the club. But in the event that a person really doesn't find anything, or if it seems, okay, I'm going to work on this, but what else should I be doing? Then yes, the Chavos HaVavos expands it and tells us that there are additional ways of relating to troubles. They're always a call for some sort of growth. And sometimes the growth is just the very fact that we say, Hashem is bringing this on me, then I'm going to accept it. Doesn't mean that you don't work to alleviate it. You can work to alleviate it, but not to be kicking against it. To be able to say, if this is what Hashem sent to me, he knows that this is going to be benefiting me, that this is for my good, and therefore I'm accepting it. And the Chavos HaVavos says sometimes the whole purpose of it will be that you can serve as an example for others who see you're relating to it that way. Or the very fact, Hashem is giving this to you as an opportunity to gain the very special schar inherent in being able to accept also the painful things that Hashem sends our way. This is its own unique area of schar. And sometimes, dafka, a person who's excelling, Hashem will say, now I want to give him this opportunity. But whatever the case is, we come back to Rabbeinu Yoina, who's telling us that this should be taken as a stimulant to see, okay, what do I need to improve? Not to be living on autopilot. Now, he goes on. I'm not going to read through all of this now, but we're in Oy space. He goes on to say how if a person ignores it, then his guilt is enhanced. It will be the biggest mistake would just be to relate to it in natural terms and not to relate to it as a call. Not to relate to it as a call. If we profess to believe that Hashem is involved in our lives and Hashem is guiding our lives, then we can't just say, all right, this happened, whatever, let's see if I can get past it, and that's that. And when Yana says if a person does relate to it that way, then whatever it is, whatever guilt was there in the first place, will then be enhanced because of the fact that he's ignoring Hashem's call. Okay, we'll end here for tonight. Welcome to you.